This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Dr. Kelly Mueller, owner of Key to Change Wellness. Welcome, Dr. Kelly. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day for us. Just to jump right in, we're wanting to learn a little bit more about who you are and who Key to Change Wellness is and what you offer the community. But just on a little personal note, would you like to share anything with us about yourself and your family?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Wisconsin originally. I grew up on a dairy farm about 40 miles west of Madison, Wisconsin. And then I ended up going to physical therapy school at University of Wisconsin before I moved down here. So I'm an only child, very close relationship with my parents. When I moved down here, they both visited me 9 times the first year I was here. So that's probably how you could tell I'm an only child. But now it's myself and then my fiance, who's also my business partner. And then we have a sheepadoodle named Fletcher, who we love probably too much.
That's awesome. I love that about you and your family. There's nothing like a good, solid family, that's for sure.
Yes.
So tell us about your business, Key to Change Wellness. Who is that and what does it offer the community?
Yeah, so I'm a physical therapist by training, and then my partner is a chiropractor. So I started the practice actually when we had only been together for about a year. So I really started it with the foresight that maybe he would join me eventually, hence the wellness name instead of physical therapy. And I really started the practice after working for a variety of private practice settings where I was gradually expected to see more and more people for less and less time and seeing that quality of care start to diminish. So I started Key to Change Wellness, really wanting to be able to treat the way I wanted to treat, spend that time with my patients where I could take more of a holistic view, and then just be able to really like not be withheld to the standards that insurance was setting on us and all of those limitations that I was seeing. And then it's kind of grown to be not just a standalone clinic where both my fiance and I practice out of, but he actually had a safety and risk prior career. And I actually have a health education background. So we took that preventative side and we also offer on-site corporate wellness. So we go into companies and offer an array of services that really seeks to help them improve their retention, recruit good talent, reduce their work comp recordable injuries, and really just keeping the employees happy and healthy.
Wow. That is quite a resume.
Well, thank you.
That's amazing. Tell our listeners about your journey. You know, how did you wind up getting into your business?
So as soon as I got done with PT school, I did an orthopedic residency and I started right off the bat doing that while I worked at a small private practice in Wisconsin. And that really helped me get kind of the sales and marketing side of things working in a private practice. So I started to kind of see the behind the scenes as to what it could look like to run my own practice through that, and had a really great mentor named Kevin. And he just taught me a lot of like the business side of things early on in my career. And then the pandemic hit. And like many people, it really changed my trajectory. I moved down here like in the heart of the pandemic. So July of 2020, I was off work for 10 weeks. I just finished that residency, sat for an 8-hour board exam, and went from being super busy in the clinic, studying nights and weekends, to nothing for 10 weeks. And I got very stir crazy, like most of us did during that time. Oh, yes. And I started to reevaluate, like, do I want to deal with Wisconsin winters for the rest of my life? You know, is there something else I want to try? So I moved down here, took a clinic manager position, again, in orthopedic private practice, and then worked at a different private practice and kept finding myself wondering what was next for me, always being like the achiever style personality. I just kind of wondered, you know, what does this look like when I have a family? Can I sustain seeing 20 people a day? Am I happy? And, you know, I found myself finding no to a lot of those things and thought this was the time to really go out on my own and see if I could make a go of it. So here we are, almost, it'll be 2 years in June. So.
Well, congratulations. That's a wonderful journey. Can you tell us about any myths or maybe misconceptions that people may hear about your product or service or industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can speak to the physical therapy side and the chiropractic side, because I think both have bad myths or misconceptions for different reasons. So with the PT side, one of the most common things that I hear is, you know, I just kind of get put off to the corner. I'm one of many. I do the same exercises that I was given for home. So like, why am I here just kind of doing the same thing? My PT is very distracted. I maybe get handed off to like a tech or somebody that's not my main provider because they're just busy. It's kind of an assembly line. And that's definitely what I experienced before I started my practice, where now we spend an hour together. It's one-on-one. I'm doing hands-on for sometimes 45, 50 minutes of the hour. So that's definitely different. My attention's not so divided. And then with the chiropractic side, I know Dr. Johnny, my fiance, he is frustrated with the crack pop in and out model where there's not a lot of follow through. People feel like they're in and out the door in 5 minutes. You're trying to be sold this like really extensive plan of care, and it feels more of that business model. So we both really try to take that one-on-one time and make sure that everyone feels like it's an individualistic approach to their care.
Do you find yourself helping the same people one side of practice and both sides of the practice, maybe finding a help for the same person, the same patient?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually were co-treating this morning. We have a pregnant mom with back pain. So it really lets us like figure out, hey, we think you'll get better twice as fast if we both work together instead of feeling like one of us has to dominate. So he can do the adjustment. We have a lot of overlap in how we practice, but we both can kind of collaborate to help our patients even better.
That's wonderful. Being someone that has been treated and helped by both sides of what you do, I can attest to the fact that that's wonderful news to hear. So moving away from the business side a little bit, let's talk about you and your fiance, since y'all are partners. What do y'all do for fun when you're not working on the business?
Yeah, I was laughing because you sent over some questions for me to prep for. And I was like, man, you realize how not fun you are when you get asked what you do for fun. No, but we, with our dog, I mean, we love taking him for hikes or just playing with him. And then planning a wedding is taking a lot of my attention right now. But we both have dabbled in the kickball scene here in Chattanooga. So I play kickball from like March until October. It's a way bigger thing around here than it was in Wisconsin, but that's a really fun social thing. We're both like sports backgrounds. We love watching sports. So yeah, being able to kind of stay in that realm is our fun these days.
I love kickball. I haven't played in years, but I used to love it.
It's a good time, that's for sure.
can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge that you are better or maybe stronger for it?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel blessed to say that I haven't encountered a ton of like very traumatic experiences in my life. You know, I know people have been through much harder hardships. I guess the one that comes to mind for me personally is when I moved here, I knew no one. I brought my dog. I came down myself, did my interviews, toured one apartment complex, kind of checked out the area. And then when I moved here, I just was hoping it all worked out and told myself I'll give it a year. And I'm glad I gave myself that timeline because the first 6 months was very tumultuous between not having a good experience work-wise, needing to move apartments for safety reasons, and it just being really, at one point I said, I think the city's trying to eject me. Maybe I should go back to Wisconsin. But I stuck it out and, you know, I met my fiance and we have this practice now. And I just think like, wow, if I wouldn't have moved, you know, and if the pandemic wouldn't have happened, like I really think my life would look totally different. So that's been a huge hurdle to overcome and kind of see the other side now looking back. It's like, wow, you know, what a change.
That's a great story. Chattanooga is a wonderful city overall, and it is a wonderful place. So
yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to love about this city.
Well, what's one thing that you wish our listeners could know about your business? If you could just put something out there and that the public just don't know unless you tell them? What would that be?
I would say, you know, even if you've had, whether it's a good or a bad experience with physical therapists or a chiropractor, know that we're not all the same. You know, we see a lot of people that really feel like they've tried everything, and we love to be like a fresh approach. You know, even if some of the things that somebody's tried, I do myself, I can take a different approach and combination of tools to help them. So, you know, if you're feeling like maybe you have tried everything or you need kind of fresh eyes on something, there are people out there that might be a better fit for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's a good thought process. So if somebody wanted to contact Key to Change Wellness, how would they contact you, whether it be by phone or on the internet or your address, or how would they contact you?
Yeah. So we're in the heart of downtown Chattanooga. Our clinic is, we allow for online scheduling at Key to Change Wellness, all spelled out, .com. We also offer free calls. So we really want people to feel confident before they come in and see us. So both Johnny and I offer free calls. And then on Instagram, K2C Wellness is a good place to kind of follow us and see what we're up to. Our phone number is 423-822-8824. So really whatever way is easiest. We know a lot of people don't like to pick up the phone these days, so online scheduling is always nice to have.
It depends on what age range you fall in.
That's why I rattled them all off. I figured I'd give the options.
Yeah, some of us prefer the phone. So.
Yeah,
And just to clarify, when you say y'all do free calls, can you get a little bit more in depth about that and help us to understand what you mean?
Yeah. So we do free, they're called strategy calls. The goal is really, you know, sometimes people don't know which one of us they want to see, if either. So it gives you a chance to kind of work through that and talk about your problem. Cause sometimes people don't know, do I need imaging first? A lot of times the answer is no. We like to see them first, but it gives them a chance to get all of their questions answered. So then if they decide to go ahead with that initial evaluation, it can be really focused on the problem and not all of the logistical questions that come with starting with a new practice.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. I wasn't sure what that meant. So might be some other people out there wonder what that meant. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it has been a pleasure meeting you and Key to Change Wellness, and sorry we weren't able to meet your partner, your fiance, but I know anyone who needs one of those free calls, either Dr. Kathy or Dr. What did you say his name was?
Dr. Johnny.
Dr. Johnny or Dr. Kathy, either one is there to help you out. So thank you so much, Dr. Kelly, for taking time out to be with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
It has been our distinct pleasure. It's been a lot of fun. And as to close the program out to all the good neighbors of the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Dr. Kelly and learning more about Key to Change Wellness, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want their services. Before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all for taking time out of your day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell of the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.